And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Marty 1090 studios with Mike Wynn and Lori Byron from Turner's Outdoorsman. We're going to be talking fishing here. We've already been talking fishing before the show. Wait till you hear the story that we have for you. Stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Marty 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color. Clarity. Detail. Maui Jim.
This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limit of yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups. America's best-selling trucks, 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. And F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Going to be a lot of fun today.
Yeah, it is. Mike Wynn, Lori Byron from Turner's Outdoorsman. Good morning, lady and gentlemen.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Great
morning
to have you guys. Wow, busy season, huh, Mike? We were just talking in the break about catching bluefin tuna here in a week, less than a week from Thanksgiving Day, huh?
Yeah, it's truly unbelievable this year. You know, last year was something for the record books, but this year it's right there.
No doubt.
Know. You were out last weekend at Tanner Bank.
Yeah.
And got them, huh?
Yeah, it was a good trip, and my buddies went again this weekend and got them again yesterday. Yeah, so it's still out there. It's still biting all, you know, nice 80 to 100-plus pound fish. And
that's the thing that's so crazy, too. It's not just the fact that we're talking about catching, you know, catching bluefin at the end of November. It's the fact that it's lifetime trophy size. I mean, 100-pounders. You know, the thing you hoped, you know, a lot of people hope to accomplish as a lifetime goal, and you can darn near go out and just get one right now. They're biting.
You said you had one that was like 110?
105 and 96.
That's so rad. That is so cool.
Yeah. That's pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, and that was the thing. It was like, you know, you hear some reports of some of that like 50, 60 pounds. Mm-hmm. It was all big fish for us. And, you know,
That's right.
Not that I would complain about a 50 or 60 pounder, but
yeah, those are the small ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
You hear some guys talk about the rats, you know, yeah. 60s.
Yeah, the rats.
How cool is that?
Sure, I'll take one of those.
Don't kid.
Right, Lori?
Yeah, it's been an amazing year, summer, as a salesman behind the tackle counter at Turner's. Of course, you hear all the stories, and you know, they're porpoising around us, and but we couldn't get him to bite. And so the odds were, I personally, you know, caught probably about a half a dozen of them in the 80 to 100-pound class, but I probably lost that many, too. It was tough even talking to the crews on the sport boats because people didn't know how to handle these big fish.
Yeah.
And I had customers coming in every day when this first started hitting, having to upgrade to bigger, you know, reels that are going to hold plenty of 80-pound braid, rods that are rated 40 to 100 pounds. So everybody did, you know, added to their collection and had to get those that big equipment in order to catch these fish. I hope we get to use them in the future, too, our bigger equipment.
We certainly hope so. And so what were you recommending? What was the hot,
yeah.
the hot setup?
You know, everything from your Talica 20s to your Fathom 40s, the Makairas, the Daiwa Saltis, the Okumas, anything that was going to hold, you know, a good 300-400 yards of 80-pound braid. They're top-shotting with 60 to 100-pound. I mean, I got my knots down. I was back to the old Bimini Twist, you know, connection knots because we know how great they hold when you're trolling. But and heavy gear, you know, heavy, a lot of heavy Calstar, Seekers, Phoenix, our Californians, anything heavy. You couldn't keep a 9-foot stick in. Once that popper bite hit, which I know, Rick, you guys got an amazing amount on poppers. But everybody wanted that 9-foot rod. I love it. A lot of these 20-year-olds want their 10-foot rod. But watching them fight a big fish on a 10-foot rod, that's where you're like, okay, age is wisdom. You really don't want to go that far.
Yeah,
you go that
for
way.
For sure, yeah.
Because
no
even
doubt.
Them, being young and strong, had a hard time landing in their fish when you get to that length. But, you know, you had to because those fish were porpoising, but they wouldn't let you get close the boat close to them. So a lot of people had to go to those 9 and 10 footers to get their you know lures
Hoppers
out there.
There. Yeah, Mike, yeah. As a tackle buyer for how many stores now? 20 stores.
19.
19 stores at Turner's Outdoorsman. Wow, you had to buy a lot of tackle
yeah, you did.
To cater that you didn't have before to cater to that kind of thing.
You
right?
know, this was a really tough year. Everything that you that I thought was going to happen absolutely did not happen. No one would have anticipated that popper bite. You know, I'm sure you guys at Fisherman's went through an incredible number
yeah.
of poppers.
I mean, just think about that from the outside looking in. You know, we all like to go to the, you know, we all go to Turner's, we buy our gear. But think about the guy that's in Mike's shoes. There's a particular way to catch a fish that is literally never done before. So you think about all the sources that a guy could go to get a popper. None of those guys planned on every single angler in SoCal needing multiple poppers and then try and get enough to put them into 19 stores. And and you guys did an awesome job. You know,
how do you coordinate all that? I mean, because
seriously,
not every store is going to need a bunch of poppers, but some need more than others.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely.
In fact, Lori's store probably needs more than others.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. And plus, with Lori there, you know, she has a pretty good following over there. She gives good information and very helpful to the customers. And
I think my store was number one in tackle for most of the whole year.
That's awesome, Lori.
Your store will be number one.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's Sam Marco's store.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's pretty tough. You just make a lot of phone calls really quick, and hopefully you can allocate some. I mean, everyone wants their share, and it's, you know, it's pretty interesting when, you know, a 2 or 3 year supply of poppers is gone in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Whoa.
We say it all the time. The beauty of Turner's Outdoorsman is you get the advantage of having a major player, you know, pricing and they're a big deal, ability to get things that other people can't. But you get the advantage of the local tackle store with local people and local knowledge, and it's you know, it's like big box price, but it's local guy knowledge and information and customer service.
Yeah.
It's a really unique set of stores.
No doubt about it. And you have the new flyer, the Christmas flyer, shall we call it, or the Thanksgiving flyer. What are we calling it?
Starting Black Friday.
We call it the Holiday Gift Guide.
The Holiday Gift
Guide.
Yeah, there
you go.
That's better.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in stores now. I think you can view it online now. I think it just went up on Friday.
Oh, it did?
So you can view it online. It's in our stores.
Turners.com.
It's in the mailboxes. People received it.
Yeah, I got my copy at home a week ago. So we mailed them out pretty early. Everything in here, you know, it's thousands of items on sale. The first three pages are all Black Friday specials.
Whoa.
So it's a new format we did just so that we can kind of make you aware of what's on sale and what the hot deals are for Black Friday.
And it all starts this Friday, Black Friday.
All starts this Friday. It's crazy. It's already Black Friday.
Right? I know, right?
A couple of days here.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah.
For sure. So give us some examples.
Yeah, what's like a favorite?
You know, we always try to, you know, have some really cool deals on here. We got, you know, a Ruger 10/22, regularly 260 for 170.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Those are super limited quantities. There's 50 available. So the first 50 people who are in line pretty much can get that one. I mean, I anticipate this Black Friday to be pretty amazing.
Lines out the door?
Oh, yeah. Like last year, I would say every store averaged about 200 people. It's going to be crazy.
We have them waiting in line from like 4 in the morning. You'll have customers. We open at 8. Normally we open at 10, so on Black Friday we open at 8. But we'll have people lined up outside the door from 3, 4 in the morning camped out.
Really? Yeah, some guys spend the night.
Yeah.
I mean,
wow. Just to get these
They're
deals.
Out there with their lawn chairs and blankets and coffee makers, and some guys will bring generators so they can watch TV. It's pretty
crazy.
Yeah.
That's funny. So of course, now Turner's Outdoors is not only fishing tackle, but also all the hunting and shooting sports. Right?
Yeah, and it's been an amazing year. It'll continue to be busy. Everyone needs. Hopefully, I'll ask everyone to be a little patient. But it's been pretty crazy. With the new legislation coming into effect here, January 1. But just if you want it, better get it now.
Better get it now, yeah. So what about something else? What else is a hot special on Black Friday coming up that you're going to wait in line starting the night before?
You know, there's tons of stuff. We got, you know, this a Pelican flashlight, regularly $100, on sale for $25.
Oh, man.
We've got some waterproof duffel bags.
Mm-hmm, like dry bag.
Like tackle bag type bags. Regular $50 for $20.
Wow.
There's tons of stuff.
Lots of stuff. So just go on Turners.com.
Turners.com, you can view the flyer. Go into your local Turners, pick up a copy of the flyer. If you're not on our mailing list, same thing, go to Turners.com, get signed up, and you'll get mailed our flyer.
Nice. Cool. And you have stores from Oxnard to San Diego.
Oxnard to
El Cajon.
Yeah.
Kearny Mesa, San Marcos down here, out to Victorville.
Out to Victorville.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that one of the newer stores?
Victorville is one of the newer. Yeah. The newest location is in Lake Forest.
Lake Forest. Cool.
Yeah, South County. So
that's
been
a
pretty popular store.
Totally.
All hunting and fishing superstores.
Hunting, fishing.
Yeah.
Shooting sports.
Everything.
We got it all.
Yeah.
Wow. And one thing I think little more specialized than some of the other stores, sporting goods stores types, but that all of our employees are, you know, a lot of this is a job of passion for us.
Sure.
So you're going to get salesmen that actually are out there hunting or fishing and they're hands-on with it. So I think we're a little different in that way. I get a lot of people, they might even buy something at a different store, but then they'll come to us and ask us to show them how to use it and fill it with line, and then they're our customer now. Because they're like, oh, I should have came here first.
Because your specialty is fishing, and you're in the San Marcos store, they have somebody that specialty is hunting, and your specialty is the fishing.
Yeah, but all of us are, you know, even the college students are all active in the sport.
Yeah.
You know?
Awesome.
That's pretty nifty. Yeah, indeed. What about you, Lori? What kind of fishing have you been doing lately?
Oh, wow. Mike was wonderful to allow myself and Wendy Toshihara from Iserline. So we've put together 4 or 5 charters that were their charter masters. We've been doing this about 4 years now.
Turner sponsors.
Turner sponsors. So we've got a 5-day trip on the Independence that we do in July.
Cool.
We do another 5-day on the Searcher in July. We've got a couple of 3 days. We did, for the first time, we put together a, along with Celia at the Searcher boat, we put together to see if we could get an all-lady angler trip together. So we marketed it as a 3-day offshore retreat.
Oh.
So we got, leave the kids at home with the husband and go away for 3 days and catch fish and learn. So we probably had about 8 ladies on there that had never caught a fish.
Wow.
Okay. So
was, and was
great,
it all ladies?
It was all ladies. We got 27 of them. Extra tough. We were asking for donations. Of course, Turner's is very generous. Mike always gives us a nice big budget and a lot of prizes to give away. But Extra Tough donated 30 pairs of boots, one for every lady angler.
How cool is that?
I asked our Costa rep if he could maybe get us one free pair of Costa sunglasses. He got us 30 pairs.
Come on.
That was Jeff from JRE Sales.
Wow.
So Costa was generous. So I think a lot of manufacturers understand that the lady angler is a market, you know, to really lean to. And even for me, that created several more lady anglers to come in now and start adding to their collection. So since that trip, I've sold, you know, more than I normally would have to the gals that want to get into this. And it wasn't that we didn't anything like we're women and we can catch more than men. It's more a lot of women are intimidated. You get up to the rail of a boat with 30 guys and you might be one of only one or two women. And sometimes it gets, a little intimidating, especially if you're not very experienced. So it was an opportunity for them to get in there and catch some big fish and, you know.
Oh, fun.
That's awesome.
Did you?
We had,
catch
and
some fish?
We caught, it was wonderful. We went out to the Deception Ridge and anchored up and got 2 solid days of the bluefin just swimming under us.
Oh, nice.
And thankfully they were in the 40 to 50 pound class,
nice.
Which was great.
Manageable.
We had, yeah, manageable. Because 2 days, I got off that boat, the Searcher, and 2 days later I got on it and they were the 80 to 100.
Oh,
and I was thinking, thank God that these ladies got to go the 40, 50 pound. So most of the women got off the boat and already signed up for next year. And we will have, if any lady anglers out there, Searcher Sport Fishing. The trip is the end of August, and it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, come home on a Monday morning. So if you need babysitters for kids or anything like that. But it's a great trip, and we still have spots available. And same thing on the Independence and the other trips. So I did a lot of that and got myself a half a dozen, you know, nice, good 80 to 100-pound bluefin and had a great year.
So cool.
Lots of pokey and
right
sashimi.
On.
Nice.
Right on.
Yeah, and thankfully, even though I do sell a lot, the company Turner's is awesome. They let me go when I need to fish.
Hey, well, that's we call it field research here.
Yes, it
that's
is.
What it,
you know,
what
it's
your
for
job
the company.
Is, right? That's your job. And so Turner's is going to sponsor a series of trips next year.
Yes, you
are
can.
They through the San Marcos store or are they throughout all the stores?
It's throughout all the stores. You know, Lori is one of the people who I rely on to get some trips together for down here. Mike Armin up in Oxnard, he handles all my charters up in the Ventura Oxnard area.
Okay.
But I also work and put some together. So we from
that way
San Diego
to
Oxnard, we got trips
that's cool.
put in there. I actually don't go on very many. I'd rather have my guys go out and have that time on the water, interact with the customers.
Sure.
Because they're in the stores every day. And, you know, it just works out better.
And with the advantages, with the buying power of 19 stores, you have a lot of pull with the manufacturers to get a lot of swag on them.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously what Laurie was saying.
We do. And when I've been on trips, I've had customers say, I've been on a lot of other sponsored trips, and you guys give way. I mean, they walk away with probably $150 in pliers and fluorocarbon. And so
that's
each
so
angler
cool.
gets something.
So they can sign up at for the Searcher trips at Searcher Sport
Searcher
Fishing?
Searcher Sport Fishing
yeah.
and Independent Sport Fishing.
Or they can call you in the San Marcos.
They can call me at
say,
the San Marcos
hey,
store.
And when they say, hey, when are you going fishing? Sounds like you know, you go when it's good, right?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
And same thing, if you get on our email list and sign up for any of the, you know, if it's best if you just sign up for everything, but if you only want the fishing information, you can sign up just for that. We email blast out our charter schedule for the year. As trips come up, we email blast them out, if just to let you know what's available. the thing is after, you know, how the fishing's been, anytime it seems like we send out an email blast on a trip, within 24 to 48 hours, it's sold out.
It's sold. That's it's cool. That yeah. quick.
They yeah. sell out
oh,
really
that
quick.
Popular? Like you better say, get with that many list. Giveaways.
Yeah. I'm on your email list, and it's amazing how well that is done with the deals. You know when the deals are coming. Mm-hmm. You know when the trips are coming. You know, you're really good. You don't overblast.
Yeah.
You do just
yeah.
enough. And if you just want fishing, you just get fishing. You want mm-hmm. hunting, yeah. you get hunting. You want both, you want it all, you get it all, right?
Yeah, exactly, and that's the nice thing about it. It's like, you know, we have something for every outdoorsman, and, you know, we have a great staff in our office that work really hard to put that all together, and we try to maintain it and get the information to our customers.
Yeah.
Another thing to look for, too, is that Turner's, all of our stores, Mike organizes several seminars from a lot of our professional anglers that are out there and manufacturers, so they come and I organize maybe a half a dozen for our San Marcos store. But
nice.
So you and they're always free. There's usually a little bit of raffle in there too, but they're great to get involved in. It's very educational. We do everything from trout seminars to bluefin tuna seminars to
lobster. I know Jim Salazar.
I've done halibut. We do knot tying. So. Keep an eye out for those, too.
Awesome.
Yeah, pretty awesome. Well, as you can hear, I have a great show lined up for you today.
You're not kidding. So much info, too, with both having Mike and Lori in here and really good talks, tackle and shooting and fishing and Turner's. It's going to be a great show, and we would love to have you join us this morning. If you want to join in the fun, give us a call this morning. There's two ways you can reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup, and first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or you can reach us toll-free, and that toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking tackle and fishing and tuna, we've also got a couple of great prizes. How about this? Two lucky callers at the end of the show today are each going to win a $50 gift card at
wow.
any Turner's Outdoorsman. You're going to get to go in, see Lori or the store of your choice, and get a $50 shopping spree thanks to Turner's, which is
sweet.
Really cool, you guys. That's awesome. Again, if you want to get that shot, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, December 10th, Pete Gray will be traveling to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, with the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, and his staff, to host a very important live broadcast from Pueblo Benito Rose Resort in Cabo. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Cabo San Lucas. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources both at home and across the border, and our desire to take an active role to help protect the future of our fisheries. So mark your calendar for Saturday, December 10th, a very special live broadcast from Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org for more information.
If you are looking for a powerful, smooth, great casting reel at an affordable price, check out the Shimano Torium HG. It's up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The Shimano Torium HG is not only
only better on the outside, the inside is amazing. With a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a Star Drag reel, it has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HD is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater Star Drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealer.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year. With all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. Phones are already packing up. Again, if you want to get your chance to talk to Mike, talk to Lori, and have your shot at winning a $50 gift card to Turner's Outdoorsman, 877-792-1090. That's the only line that's still available. Local line is totally packed solid, but 877-792-1090 is your shot to get through.
Indeed. I'm checking out turners.com on the web right now, and the holiday flyer's on there, and all the great deals are on there. And right on the front, you just join the email list, put your email in. Simple.
Easy.
Really good website.
Thank you.
You guys are on it.
We have a great guy working and maintaining that.
Yeah, it's very good. And you can win stuff, too, on there, right?
There's all kinds of stuff
yeah.
on there.
Yeah.
You can win a Polaris. And actually, that with that Polaris, we're going to be doing that drawing on Black Friday. So,
no kidding. Yeah. So how do you win the Polaris?
Just sign up on our email list here, and you're entered.
And you're in.
That's
so if you're already on the email list, are you in?
You'll need to do it again.
Okay, all right, I'll do that again. Yeah, that would be a good deal. That's a nice little unit.
Yeah, it's it's just a little something we like to do. That started back in June, so it's we've been collecting, and so one lucky winner is going to win that Polaris.
And I also saw in there you guys have some archery stores now too. That's something new for Turner's.
Archery is a fairly new venture for us. It's been doing very well. It started in Chino Hills, but we have it in Victorville and Pasadena. And actually, I think it's almost ready. It'll be an Oxnard here coming up soon. It will actually have an indoor range, archery range.
Oh, cool.
Archery line.
In the store?
In the store.
Wow.
So,
that's awesome.
So that'll be, should be ready here pretty soon. A lot of people are pretty excited about
Huge
that.
Growing sport. Yeah, archery, definitely. Hey, let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. Mr. John Ireland's on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Peter. Hi, Rick.
Hi, John.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, John.
I wanted to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving out there.
Me,
it's been a couple weeks since I've called, I wanted to touch base. It's been one of it's been a little windy, It's that time of year where we're starting to get into our winter winds. Hotel actually closes for fishing anyway end of this month. So we had a big beginning of the week. The first 3 days of the week were real good fishing with both Wahoo and Dorado and a lot of striped marlin going on. Water temps staying up there. It's good water temp right now, 81 to 82 degrees. And when the wind's not blowing, the water's clear and blue and nice and very good fishing. The wind abated this morning, and we sent out 5 boats, so hopefully we'll get some good reports. Inside's a real good fishing. There's a lot of Sierra, lots and lots of Sierra, and the water's still pretty warm for them, but there's quite a few around, and a very good rooster fishing inside as well. So it's good fishing right up to the very end, but we're starting to wind down now, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's kind of that time of the year. And, of course, Thanksgiving weekend means John Ireland will be here a week from today in the studio with us.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Looking forward to that, to have a little turkey at the ranch there, and then you're going to fly up here and jump in the studio with us.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, actually, I just got back from vacation, too. I was over in Europe for 10 days with Jennifer over, and we went to Netherlands and Germany, France, and Switzerland.
Oh,
cool.
Good trip?
Yeah, it was a great trip.
Yeah,
it was a great
cool.
trip. So I'm up here. I'm actually flying down today and then coming back out at the end of the week. So I'll be down there for good old Thanksgiving.
Fantastic. Well, we'll look forward to having you in the studio here next Sunday. And happy Thanksgiving to you. In the meantime, if somebody wants to book a trip, you know, our trip next June is already filling up. I think there's just a handful of spots left if you want to go with us next June. And all that whole time there from April through October fills up fast, right, John?
Yeah, it sure does. You know, we're really lucky. This year, I want to thank everybody out there, all of our repeat guests, and there's loads of them. We had a real, real good year this year. We've beat all our numbers, and that's great, and I really appreciate it. But it is getting, especially those months, like you say, starting in April through into October, it's just pretty much, we're pretty much full through that time. So, but if you want the, you know, and you have the opportunity to book the captain you want, the boat you want, and room and everything else, so there's, if you know you're coming, then do it as early as you can and get the room and boat you want.
Get on it. How do we do that, John?
There you go. Thanks, Pete. 646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right, 800-646-BAHA, and we'll see you in the studio next Sunday.
Looking forward to it, buddy.
All right. Thanks, John.
Thanks, you guys.
Appreciate the calls.
All right. Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Mike and Lori. Why don't we start it off with Brett, who's calling us from San Marcos this morning. Good morning, Brett. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Pete, Rick, how you doing?
Hi, Brett.
Great. Hey, I just had to do a shout-out to Lori. She helped me with Italica 16 that went out with Brandon to San Clemente and went 2 for 2 on 75 and 85 on those bluefin.
Nice. Uh-huh,
right
yeah.
on.
And then, wow. and then the legendary 9-foot rod that took the summer to get, but I got it. So anyway, I just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you, Brett. Yeah, Brett's a he's out there a serious fisherman and getting those big fish. You did a lot of trips this summer too, didn't you?
Yes.
Sounded like, yeah, it was great.
For sure.
Anyway, just wanted to say thank you. Have a good rest of the day.
All thanks,
right,
Brett.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Lori, when somebody's getting a 16 like that, how was most commonly are you setting it up for those big bluefins as far as line and size?
You know, usually 80-pound braid, and depending on your age, I'm kind of old school. I like a top shot, a monofilament, or literally what I ended up doing is instead of going monofilament and then a leader of fluorocarbon, because as an employee, we get a good price on fluorocarbon. So I just go 80-pound braid to a whole spool of 60-pound fluorocarbon.
Nice.
Then I don't have an extra knot that I got to deal with. And
yep. So many advantages of fluorocarbon.
Yeah, of just doing that, because I don't like to, even though I tie a lot of knots and I'm good at them, I don't like having two knots I have to deal with in my system.
And as you go through, you can just keep cutting it back and cutting it back, and you don't have to retie.
It doesn't like stretch, but too much, you know, it'll fail a little sooner probably than monofilament ever after it's been stretched. So you do, like you said, you want to cut off each time you land a fish, you want to cut off a good 10 feet or something like that. But, and I really did like that Sunline that you bought. I had to experiment with it, the fluorocarbon that you purchased. Nice feel to it, so I ended up putting a lot of that on top of mine. But, yeah, most customers, and then a lot of the, like I say, the younger ones now, I know a lot of people are moving to braid to just a short leader of fluorocarbon. Like I said, I'm old school. I still like to get a little bit of stretch in there. You feel everything when you've got just a 3-foot leader on that braid.
Cool.
Now, Mike, yesterday we had a caller that on a budget, and there's a lot of anglers that listen to our show that are on a budget and want to get a setup to catch local tuna. I know, Turners, you guys have a lot of setups like that. What do you recommend for somebody like that?
Well, for the fish right now, or
this is like.
I think he was talking about next year,
average tuna fish.
Yeah, local kelp patty, yellowtail.
Albacore, huh?
Yeah.
They're next. That's my prediction for 2017.
Okay,
I like
I'm with you.
I like your call.
they're coming. You know, a good 25-30 pound outfit. The nice thing with braid now is that you can fill up a reel with 50 or 65-pound braid and then just change out your leaders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a Torium 16 holds plenty of line, you know, or a Metalloid 5 or an Avid MXJ. I mean, there's tons of options. Plenty of price points in there. You know, you can get a Trinidad or a Talica 8. You know, there's plenty of options. And then, you know, a nice 7-foot, 15 to 40-pound rod, that'll pretty much do most of everything.
Now, is there something in particular in the flyer that's a really great deal in the holiday flyer that, you know, rod, reel? I know there's a lot of stuff.
Several of them we're giving free braid with a purchase.
Oh, really?
Saved you $30 to $60,
okay,
depending on the reel that
or
you
more.
Get.
Or more, I mean, for that matter.
It looks like our Lexas are about $50 off, right, for the regular Lexa and the HD. I believe it was $50 off. I know we sold a lot of those big low-profile bait casters this year between the Tranks, the Lexa 400s.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, there's tons of stuff. I mean, we've got GraphTech rods on sale. We also have a huge end-of-year discontinued sale.
Oh,
so
cool.
We've marked down a ton of stuff in the stores. Just look for the
so
yellow
each
tag.
Each store will
every
have
store,
individual
yeah,
stuff.
It's different inventory. But there's tons of stuff in the stores. We've
lots
it's
of good
kind of been going
shopping
for a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've sold a lot of stuff, but there's still plenty of stuff in the stores. You know, it's kind of the end of the year. We want to kind of clear a bunch of stuff out. So it's marked down at or near cost. Some of it's below cost. So
nice.
Yeah, I know you had to get special permission even from Shimano to be able to give the fantastic discount.
Yeah, you know, there's, you know, Crucial rods on sale.
Trinidad.
So there's all kinds of stuff. So. You know,
yeah. Check out. You can get it online or pick it up in the store and see all the things. Get in line.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or get in there before Black Friday.
Yeah. Oh, okay. The deals are going on.
Yeah. You know, there's the discontinued sale. It's been, like I said, it's been going for a couple weeks.
Okay.
We've sold a lot of stuff. There's
certain things that are on sale now and then certain things
correct.
That start
right.
Black Friday.
Yeah. Yellow tagged items are the great discounts on those.
All right.
Cool.
Perfect. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Kenny, who's calling from Hawaiian Gardens. Hi, Kenny. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. First of all, I'd like to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
To the Turner people, while you literally grew up right behind your Fountain Valley store. I want to give a thumbs up to all the women anglers out there. You know, I have four daughters and my wife. I have my own little club, my three-year-old granddaughter. They're all fishing. And sometimes they'll kick my butt at doing it, too. But it's all good, fun thing watching. Hey, isn't there a series of rods that are all, like, prettied up for women? Isn't it, like, a Seeker Athena series or something like that?
Yeah, we've got the pink Seeker Athena, every spinning and casting rods. From, you know, every 7-foot to 8-footers, they're great. They got a beautiful purple Alps reel seat on them. And then through Avid, you can get pink reels. So pink
reels.
Purple, any color. And Accurate now is doing different colors for us. Also, they're carrying reds and blacks.
Reds and
blacks. So adding
there was a limited run on those. And if for any reason we don't have that particular rod in stock for you at that time, we can always special order it for you.
Cool.
And we're also getting more left-handed reels. Avid and Accurate both are willing to provide any reel in left-handed. The Toriums come in a left-handed, so.
More of that catering to the ones
to everybody
from the other side.
Yeah
indeed. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Kenny. Appreciate that. You know, one thing I want to mention is your fishing buddy, Wendy Toshihara.
Uh-huh.
And she and I both sit on the CCA California board, and we had a board meeting this past Wednesday up at AFCO, that amazing location where the just giant warehouse there. It's unbelievable. But one thing that CCA is working diligently on right now is protecting our right to go bluefin tuna fishing. And believe it or not, even though the limit's down to 2 per person, there's still a group that is trying to take it away 100%, and they are making progress on that. And so CCA, on the other counterhand, is making progress the other way in protecting our right to go catch bluefin tuna. But I just want to bring out the thing that it's so important for every one of the people listening to this radio show to be a part of CCA, if only to protect our right to go bluefin tuna fishing. If you care about that one thing, by gosh, you need to join CCA now.
Right.
CCACalifornia.org. It's
friend
40
of
bucks.
On Facebook, too. They have Facebook.
Facebook, yeah. It's $40 a year. I'm a lifetime member. If you want to be a lifetime member, that's something that's very, very much a part of what you should be doing. But it's so important that this organization, of what this organization does, and that's just one thing that they're doing. I know Wendy is working really hard on artificial reefs,
and making
artificial reefs, and that's a, believe it or not, is a challenge in California, like anything in California with our governor up there.
Yeah.
Anything in California, trying to get anything done is impossible. But Wendy's making progress on that, I know.
Right. And then we also just went out. I think there was 18 of us from the CCA went out with SeaWorld Hub's program. We went out with three scientists, and we caught the broodstock for halibut.
Oh, you were on that trip, too.
They got to do with white sea bass, now they want to start doing getting them to see if they, in captivity, they can breed and spawn, and we can release more. So we got the first batch, I think we got 13 of them.
Yeah,
that
was great.
Yeah.
With Captain Ron Baker and Ron, the halibut master himself. And according to the Hubs people, halibut are much easier than sea bass, much less delicate, breed better. And so that program kicking off is going to be, they anticipate to be more successful than even the sea bass program, which has been tremendously successful that Hub SeaWorld did there. So just a shout out to you all out there. If you're not a member of CCA and you want to keep our rights to go tuna fishing, by gosh, join CCA. And I want to also shout out to Wendy Kutoshihara, who's an amazing person. The amount of time and effort she puts into causes, not just CCA, but all causes. She works hard.
She is.
I don't know how she gets to all these things that she does.
And then she squeezes in hunting in between there, too. So.
So keep it up, Wendy. We need more people like you, for sure.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. Talk to Leroy calling us from Rancho Penasquitos this morning. Hi, Leroy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, good morning, guys. And Lori, how you doing?
Hi, Leroy. Good to hear from you. Leroy's one of mine, calls in about every couple weeks and gives me, like, if his son was out or he was out, he'll give me, like, the latest 12 hours ago fish report.
Cool.
Awesome.
Nice.
And a great customer to shop for with us, too.
Yeah, my question is, what's that other news advertisement? There's nothing to do with fishing on that one page. My suggestion is to have some specials at the bottom of the page for fishing.
Okay.
I would appreciate it.
I'd get on that, huh?
Yeah. It's been a crazy year.
Sure.
And we did do some fishing here and there, and we'll probably see that again. It's just with how things have been on the gun side, it's kind of taken a big portion
big
of
business,
it.
Business, right?
Yeah. So,
gotta go with the demand.
Yeah. And but yeah, you'll probably be seeing that here in the future. But, like, the easiest way, it's, you know, we have a gun page, a shooting sports page, and a fishing page all online every week. If you get on our email list, we'll also email blast that to you, and it'll be a full page of fishing specials every week.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, jump right back into the phones. Talk to Dan. He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. I have a question geared toward the Turner's people. I'm looking at your ad, your holiday ad, and I see the Lexa 300 and the Lexa 300 HD, and I can see all the differences listed, but I would like to know if overall you could give us an idea of what is the main difference, another $50 difference, and they're $50 on sale each.
The main difference between the HD and the first version of Alexa is basically stainless steel gearing. The regular Alexa had all brass alloy, and I had mine for 3 years and fished it hard, and I have had no issues, corrosion or anything. But I think they wanted to bump it up and put some stainless steel gearing in there, right, Mike? Or?
Yeah, you know, it's just an upgraded version, better bearings. You know, some of the fish I saw caught this year on those things is pretty amazing. I mean, they weren't made for catching 100-pound bluefin.
But they did.
And they did, and I know a lot of guys got destroyed on that stuff, too. You know, I'm sure there were plenty of bluefin swimming around with, you know, 250 yards of spectra in there.
A lot of bluefin swimming around with poppers hanging off them, too.
Those Lexas were exactly what they are. They're big bass reels. You know, they were designed to be bigger bass reels, and then instantly once, you know, Southern California fisher people got them in their hands, it was heavy braid and big fish, and so the HD version is literally just that. It's a heavier duty version, you know, that's, call it, souped up to handle higher amounts of drags, more, you know, you're asking a lot of a bass reel torque-wise, trying to turn the handle under very high pressure, very high drag, and so bigger, you know, like, or not necessarily bigger, but just stronger components, a heavier, so fishing, a heavier duty version.
So if you're fishing for tuna, you better
the bass reel.
The other
line capacity on those is pretty good, but still for, yeah, to fish these big tuna, you want something that holds a little bit more line too. But a lot of guys bought those to throw their poppers.
And they work.
They're fantastic casting and avoid your bird nesting and
get
your lure out there.
All right, Leroy, thanks a lot for the call. Or Doug, Dan, excuse me, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. A lot more of your phone calls. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup with the gang from Turner's Outdoorsmen on the Mighty 1090.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
It's time to talk about great stuff from Shimano, and I'll tell you what, Ricky's going big fish fishing a week from tomorrow on the Royal Star, and there's only one reel you need to take, and that is the Calica 50 from Shimano.
Not a better big fish reel out there, especially this year. This year is going to be a huge thing because we all fished this year, and we know about the sardines, and the sardine is very healthy, but it's small this year. There's a lot of small bait, and trying to fish big fish with small bait, spool weight is a world of difference. And Talica 50, without any question, lightweight spool for a big reel, able to cast, able to fly line a bait with heavy tackle, 130-pound gear, and still get a sardine away from the boat is going to be difficult this year. Having a reel like the TAC 50 is going to put that advantage in your favor.
Power is the key there. Talica 50 has the power to turn the handle on a 300-pounder.
You got it, man.
So there you go. Get it. If you're going long-range fishing, got to have it in your arsenal. Talica 50. From Shimano.
This is Ron from Fast Lane Kayaking in Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks and kayak fishing, nobody does it better than my guys at Fast Lane. Our massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie hands-free Mirage Drive kayaks. Plus, we've got Salty Gear clothing and lots of fishing accessories for kayaks. What makes our location special is we offer free demo rides. You can come down and try before you buy. Take a new Hobie Eclipse out on the water, Mirage Drive kayak, or stand-up paddleboard. We want you to find your fun on the water. A family-owned and operated for almost 4 decades at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld on Mission Bay. Check out FastLaneKayaking.com.
XSRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Hook up!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, time for the catch report.
You got it, man. Today it's sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why we call them the Fish Pros. Once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish all to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and the famous tuna burger. Check out fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can just see them right when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. And again, that's the beauty. We were talking about going long-range fishing. Fisherman's Processing meet you right at the dock, and if you're on several of the boats, including the Royal Star, which we'll be on, you can fill out your processing order on the boat. Literally, as they back in, they'll take care of everything for you.
There you go. All right, let's go up to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everyone doing this morning?
What's up, Woolley?
Excellent, excellent. Good seeing you at the event last Sunday for Don, honoring Don. What an incredible evening that was.
That was a good time, wasn't it? Yeah, it was good to see all of that play out there. That was a good evening for sure.
I love his face when he got the stuffed sea lion.
That was good, right?
That was a good one.
That's cool.
That was pretty funny. Well, hey, this week for us up here, you know, tricky week in some areas and good for us in others. You know, starting with the half-day fishing for us, that remains steady most of the days this week with that fun fall calico bass fishing that I have been talking about the last few weeks. A few days of those good tides and flat, calm weather, you know, it allowed us to get the boat into some shallow, hard-bottom spots that are a little harder to get into on a normal tide. But a good fly line action still as the water temps maintained, kind of in that 63 to 65 realm. Excuse me, some jumbo sheephead, too, on the clam and shrimp. You know, some guys bring their own bait to kind of help them out in that regard. And some mixed rockfish and other perch kind of whatnot rounded out those half-day trip counts. The tricky realm for us has been the rockfish on the three-quarter day trips. There has been an enormous amount of bait, both red crab and fin bait, that has just straight up, settled out into that deep water, hard bottom, 40 to 50 fathom water out there off Box Canyon, San Onofre and whatnot. You know, we managed some good fish this week, you know, some red, some flag rockfish, some groupers, a couple days down there on some drifts, but it's been tough on that realm down there. However, towards the end of the day, you know, we've been able to get into the kelp down there off Pendleton and get our licks in on the bass and that same sheephead as well. A few bonito and an occasional howl that kind of rounded out those three-quarter day counts. Another good realm for us this week was a halibut fishing in our derby. A new fish made its way on top of the leaderboard this week, 23-pounder that was caught on Friday aboard the Clemente. A couple smaller 5 to 7 pound fish made the leaderboard as well, just because, you know, the derby is just getting started. There's still plenty of open spots, so these smaller fish are taking up some of the spots, which down the road here, eventually those things will, some of them probably get bumped off the leaderboard there, but it's good to see some consistency in that this year for us as well. But, you know, we're certainly feeling and seeing that transitioning that takes place this time of year, you know, on the water as fall kind of gives way to winter and everything starts to cool and change. You just kind of feel it. So, but we're out every day. You guys want to get on a trip with us, we recommend calling the landing and certainly making a reservation. The number here is 949-496-5794, or you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com.
Indeed, great fishing to be had here all fall and winter at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. It's a local hotspot.
That's it. Hey, also, I forgot to mention, use the Let's Talk Hookup discount code. You know, I talk about it every single week, but certainly save yourselves a few bucks.
A few bucks, a lot of bucks.
Yeah, we'll be closed on Thursday, too. So
you will.
Just want to give that out there as well.
You get Thanksgiving off?
Can you believe it? Another day off.
How about that? All right. Well,
two this year.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Check out that code on the front page of our website, hookup1090.com. Just click on the Dana Wharf banner. You can save big bucks on a half and three-quarter day trip. Captain Brian Woolley, happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, Pete. All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Woolley. All right, let's head on to the surf zone. Our surf fishing guru, the man, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, we're doing great. Gundy, what's going on in the surf?
Hey, you know, Woolley kind of has it pegged there. You know, we're starting to see that transition here where we're into a more typical winter situation. And, of course, that means barred perch, and we have a good week, especially up north. I'll start with hook, line, and sinker. They report good perch bite all this week. Lots of schools showing on most of the beaches. Gaviota, Goleta, Butterfly were some of the better spots. Carolina rigged 2-inch big hammer swim baits was one of the better baits. The gulp baits were good too. Fish 1 to 1.5 pounds, so starting to get better size. Wiley reported an improved perch bite also on one of the shop regulars there, camped at Halama, reported easy limits on 1 pound to 1 3/4 pound barred perch. He was using mussel, lugworms. Just Fishing Redondo reported some nice halibut catches off the avenues there. Slow-rolled crocodiles has been the best bet. Still seeing the corbina there on Torrance Beach. Some of those little warm water spots, still seeing those corbina in there. Big Fish reported legal halibut and a few late-season corbina at the Bolsa Chica Inlet, and that's really a hot spot for halibut. The fish was 27 inches, I believe, and there was some fish up to 10 pounds taken there this week. Flash minnow, sexy smelt was a hot color there, always a good color. Ghost shrimp was the best bet for the corbina. Hogan's reported excellent yellowfin croaker bite in Capel Bay. The long rod pyramid sinker was the best bet for getting these fish. They're just outside the breakers, up to 3.5 pounds on those fish. Mussel, frozen anchovy, the best bet. And then Pacific Coast reported a wide open, one of the customers had a wide open sargo bite at Terramar, so that's kind of interesting. We haven't seen sargo in the wintertime for quite a while. Ghost shrimp was the best bet. The fish were up to 3 pounds, so real nice sargo. And then another interesting catch, a 50-pound angel shark caught and released off the pier. So it's that transition time, but still plenty of good fishing. Some halibut moving in the shallows, the perch starting to fill in there, and then you'll see sargo, cabazon, that sort of thing. So, you know, to surf, it's never a dull moment, really.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's good fishing, Gundy. Well, we appreciate a great report, as always. I love how complete. That's the beauty of the Gundy Gunderson Surf Fishing Report. All the way up and down the beach, good fishing, whatever time of year. Appreciate a great report, Gundy. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to say something. You know, last week you were talking about fishing spinning tackle, and I didn't catch that conversation. So what I always do, I go to the archive on the Let's Talk Hookup website, and I sat down and listened to that conversation. One of the things about spinning tackle for throwing poppers or hard jerkbaits is that the bail and the roller on spinning gear keeps that line tight to the spool, whereas when you fish conventional gear, while you're popping, you have to be very conscious, you know, of keeping the line tight on the conventional spool. So there's a definite advantage to fishing spinning tackle. And like you said, Rockhard, with, you know, hooking the fish is one thing, landing it's the other. When it comes to landing the fish, of course, conventional tackle is preferred. But that's one of the advantages, and with the advances in spinning tackle, it's a pretty even playing field these days, anyway.
Indeed it
is.
That's
Gundy.
For sure. Yeah, that's a very, very good point, Gundy, and that's why you use the spinning tackle for that kind of
thing.
There
you go.
Yeah. Hey,
that's
Gundy,
why you listen to Let's Talk Hookup.
That's it. Listen to the archives. Good for you. You can always
all
go
right,
back.
Gentlemen,
thanks,
happy
Gundy.
Thanksgiving. Go.
Happy Thanksgiving. Talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our Catch Port. Let's jump right into the phones. Talk to Doug. He's calling us from Lakeside this morning. Hi, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Doug.
Good morning, gentlemen and ladies. God, I wish this show was on yesterday with the Turner's people. I just spent, I don't know, like $600 in there yesterday. Or getting ready for the Tanner Bank, heading out there on Monday night. And some of their deals there right now are absolutely crazy. I picked up a TLD, I guess it may be discontinued, 50 that I think about 4 or 5 years ago. It was probably about $500. I picked it up for just a hair over $200 yesterday.
Oh, that's so cool.
Over a TLD 50.
And me living in the East County area, I do get down to the other tackle shops, but I'd like to say it's nice that you have opened up that Oklahoma store. Marcos helped me out yesterday. I spooled up probably about 7 rods there yesterday, and he's real good on knots. He was good on letting me know what was the choices for me to make and all. And thank you for having that store in El Cajon now too.
Yeah, that store opened up probably about a little over 2 years ago, or right around there, and we got a great crew out there, and
Just, been a good store.
Yeah, yeah, it's been a great
gives
store.
Gives you some competition up in San Marcos, huh?
Not yet. Ah! But, yeah.
No one wants to go up the 15 right there.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookout coming your way, including another full hour of your phone calls. If you want to get through, a great time to try, 858 area code 457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookout coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters and Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod, and when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer, and when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
XFRS 1090 AM. Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here. San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina, resort, and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds a comfort level. And we really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limit of yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups. America's best-selling trucks, 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. An F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.